This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Massive 7-magnitude earthquake strikes, tremor felt in Kathmandu and nearby Indian cities. Central members of CPN-UML and CPN-Maoist Center put their views in the party's ongoing central committee meetings, urged party leaders to move ahead with clear ideologies and political visions, maintaining transparency in leaders' lifestyle. President Ramchandra Paudil urges media houses to be aware of the potential risk of spreading fake information in the competitive rush to disseminate news. And Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau resigns, cites internal battles as he ends 9-year run. Now, the news in detail. A massive 7-magnitude earthquake struck the Nepal-Tibet border early at 6:50 a.m. today, according to a social media post from the chief of the National Seismological Center, Lok Bijay Adhikari. The epicenter was located around Dingye County, Tibet. Tremors were felt in Kathmandu and in most parts of the country and even in the Indian cities. The Department of Transport Management has revised the fares of the public transport and cargo carriers. The department issued a notice yesterday stating that the fare for inter-provincial public transport was increased by 3.3% and the fare of the cargo carriers was hiked by 0.8% in the hilly areas and around 0.05% in Tarai region. The weightage of fuel is considered 35% and 65% of the other indicators to determine the fare of the public vehicle. The Central Committee members of one of the ruling parties, CPN-UML, presented their views on the second day of the Central Committee meeting yesterday. The CPN-UML Central Publicity Department Chief Rajendra Gautam said the central members of the party have been sharing their views on the political report presented by Chairperson and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. They opined to strengthen the party at the foundational level and conduct ward-centric ideological and organizational campaigns for making the relationship with the public stronger. The meeting will continue today as well, where Chair Oli is scheduled to answer the queries of the central members. Meanwhile, members of the main opposition, CPN-Maoist Center, also put forth their views in the ongoing Central Committee meeting yesterday. Presenting their views in the meeting, the members urged all the leaders and cadres, including the chairperson, to move ahead with clear ideologies and political vision, maintaining transparency in the lifestyle of the leaders and contributing to the labor and production. Briefing the media after the meeting, CPN-Maoist Center's spokesperson Agni Prasad Sapkota said the speakers in the meeting urged leaders to carry out high morale and character to win the trust of the people, strengthen the party and create pressure to call the House session as soon as possible and run the House session effectively. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudil says the government is working to ensuring free treatment for brain hemorrhages. Addressing the 63rd anniversary program of Kanti Children's Hospital in Kathmandu yesterday, Home Minister Paudil shared the ministry's recent efforts, noting that the hospital has already started providing free treatment for children with cancer. President Ramchandra Paudil cautioned media houses about the potential risk of spreading fake information, urging them to be mindful of the issue in the competitive rush to disseminate news quickly. In his address during a reception organized for newly elected office bearers of the Federation of Nepali Journalists at his office in Sital Nivas yesterday, the head of the state stressed the need for the media to disseminate factual and truth-based information by overcoming the challenges. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhag has pointed out that the parliamentary committees should listen to the complaints of citizens. Responding to queries raised by members of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee at yesterday's meeting, Minister Lekhag suggested the officials classify the complaints of the citizens. The Home Minister mentioned that the government has forwarded activities keeping in mind the human sensitivity and difficulties faced by the people of West Nepal who were hit by an earthquake as well as those affected by landslides and floods this year. The Janamata Party has formed a two-member task force to establish an alliance with Madhya-centric parties. The task force's role is to initiate dialogues and foster cooperation among the Madhya-centric parties, particularly in light of recent calls for amendments to the constitution. Earlier on Sunday, the Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party also formed a committee to pursue unity and potential unification with parties that share similar political agendas and ideologies. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Khaile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Supreme Court had issued an order demanding additional documents regarding Pratik Thapa, an accused in the fake Bhutis refugee scam. A single bench of Supreme Court Justice Sapana Pradhan Malla ordered for asking an additional report on the case of Pratik Thapa, the son of former Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa, in connection with the fake Bhutanese refugee scam. Pratik had filed an application at the Supreme Court against the decisions of the Patan High Court and Kathmandu District Court to detain him for an investigation into the scam. Likewise, the Supreme Court had issued an order in the name of Nepal Telecom not to allow unauthorized access to personal information. Releasing the full text of the verdict of the Division Bench of Justices, Dr. Nahakul Subedi and Mahesh Sharma, on September 10, 2024, the Supreme Court yesterday ordered not to allow access to such information as people have rights to privacy, personal freedom and dignified life. Now on to some international news update. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced he will step down and end his 9-year stretch as leader. Trudeau said he would stay on in office until his Liberal Party can choose a new leader and that Parliament would be prorogued or suspended until 24th March. 53-year-old Trudeau had faced growing calls to quit from inside his Liberal Party, which ramped up in December when Deputy Prime Minister and a long-time ally, Christina Freeland, abruptly resigned. It may be noted that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has promised to impose a tax of 25% on imported Canadian goods, which economists have warned would significantly hurt Canada's economy unless the country takes steps to increase security on its shared border. Canada has since announced that it will implement sweeping new security measures along the country's U.S. border in response to the threat. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of westerly winds along with the western low pressure system across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country, with chances of light rain in hilly region of Sudar Pashchim province. There is also a possibility of light snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali and Sudar Pashchim province and at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the rest of the country today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 6 to 8 degrees Celsius and maximum temperature is likely to hover around 16 to 18 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Massive 7-magnitude earthquake strikes, tremor felt in Kathmandu and nearby Indian cities. Central members of CPN-UML and CPN Maoist Centre put their views in the party's ongoing central committee meetings, urged party leadership to move ahead with clear ideologies and political visions, maintaining transparency in leaders' lifestyle. President Ramchandra Paudil urges media houses to be to be aware of the potential risk of spreading fake information in the competitive rush to disseminate news, and Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau resigns, cites internal battles as he ends 9-year run. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.